Exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica. Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time 8:31, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time today. Dennis Applegarth joining us, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director here on our Newsmaker 2 segment today.
Dennis, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us here today. Had to ask here before we got started here on some of the potential changes when it comes to COVID policy, how busy your office is and how busy the winter illness season is at this point in time.
Well, right now I don't have any exact numbers, but we have been seeing an increase in people coming in with just generalized respiratory type illness. A lot of those patients are testing positive for influenza B in the medical clinic, and there have been some cases of COVID. RSV numbers are decreasing, but we're still seeing some slight respiratory illness visits. We haven't got any update from the CDC on changing our COVID guidelines at this point. So our current recommendation right now is that general public can return to work 5 days after onset of symptoms as long as they are feeling better and are fever-free without the use of any medication.
You have, as we have, heard rumblings about maybe some procedure changes from the CDC, though, Dennis?
We have heard a little bit, nothing from the CDC itself, so until we get actual information from them, our guidelines are going to remain the same.
Given what has hit national media, and we went ahead and reported on this last week with the way it sounds, maybe going at some point in time to 24 hours fever-free without medication like ibuprofen, acetaminophen, things like that. How big of a shift would this be for you on the operational side, and how much would this be, say, on the messaging side for you if this does wind up coming to pass here later this spring as it being reported nationally?
I think it would be huge on the medical aspect. You know, we're not asking people to quarantine for 5 days anymore. That's just a huge public acknowledgement right there. You know, we're not asking you to take 5 days out of your life to stay at home. So I think that's a positive impact. And we're seeing with the different mutations and stuff of the disease that it's now becoming not near as deadly as it was back in 2021, 2022, and it's more just a generalized, almost flu-like symptoms now. So I think that would be a huge impact on the general public. As far as the operational side and getting information out to the public, we're still going to do that. We're still going to post on our social media sites, you know, what the newest recommendations are, and we're going to still, ensure that people are, if they don't feel good, wear a mask, wash your hands, but we're constantly going to be checking and double checking and making sure that we're getting the right information out to the public.
Dennis, what about vaccination supplies? You good there?
We do have COVID and flu vaccines available. We also have take-home tests for patients, and they can walk in or make an appointment for free COVID testing here at the Community Health Portion of CareArc.
Dennis Applegarth joining us again, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director here as our morning show continues here today. Dennis, I wanted to ask you because, you know, we've been, you know, we talk about the winter illness season. We've kind of talked about the COVID ebbs and flows here the last, 3 years now. As you get out of the winter season, what becomes focal points for you in your office, you know, when it comes to some of those different points that need messaging out?
We're still going to push our COVID information. I think you're going to see that this, much like the flu, is just not going to be a we're going to have a season where where cases increase, but I think it's just going to be a year-round thing where we'll have various cases. As we come up into the spring, my office can be more concerned with the severe weather that we can possibly face here in Kansas in the springtime. And then as we transition into summer, our, you know, heat-related injuries and just general summer safety tips.
Understood. Still time to get vaccinated here for flu, COVID at this particular stage, or are we looking really more along the vaccination side, just keeping in mind that COVID is the vaccination focus at this stage?
Just keep in mind that it is the focus. We still have, like I said, flu and COVID vaccines available. The public is more than welcome to make an appointment or walk in, and we'll get those arranged for you.
Sounds good. Dennis, anything else you wanted to bring up here today?
Not particularly. I would just like to say, you know, we're getting into the spring and allergy season, so make sure you know, if you have any doubt if it's seasonal allergies or possibly COVID, take a test and find out for sure.
Dennis, as always, we appreciate your time and the information.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you, guys. You have a good morning.
All
you
right,
too.
You too. Dennis Applegarth, yep, who is Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director, joining us this morning on our Newsmaker 2, Chuck.
All right, and if you wanted to get on the morning show, obviously it's easy to do so, but obviously things...